With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
Here we are, the beginning of a new era. WBFO, formerly owned by the University of Buffalo, now belongs to Western New York Public Broadcasting.
We are part of the WNED family.
Hello, Mom. Hello, Dad. Can I get the car tonight, please?
Yeah, but we'll continue, and that's very nice, with Theater Talk after 19, almost 20 years.
We're going to be celebrating our 20th year this September. We'll do something big. We'll put on a play.
Oh, okay. Okay.
What about Les Mis? We could put it on in the garage.
It seems to be perennially popular in Buffalo. The
Buffalonians love Les Mis.
They do. It's at Shea's right now, and it is sold out.
Sold out?
Through the weekend.
You can't get a seat?
I think you can get single seats, and that, of course, is the huge musical based on the sprawling novel by Victor Hugo.
You know, I would love to be Javert. I would love to play that part.
That's a terrible character. He's the
cop. I know. That's why I would love to play it. He's insidious. He's driven.
He has this hideous battle with his conscience and loses.
Yes. I'd love it.
Oh, he dies beautifully in this production. Oh, did I give it away?
There's a patina of change in this production, isn't it?
Yes, there is. Absolutely. It's been redesigned. It's more high tech. It's still visually stunning, and those soaring melodies. I must say the sound was especially good for Les Mis. They come in with their own equipment and so on, but you could hear everything just perfectly, and the ensemble singing is stirring. Very nice production of Les Mis. So if you already have tickets, you're lucky.
Lucky you.
But I must say what do we learn from the sellout engagement of Les Mis?
That people in Buffalo will support theater.
And that if you want to see the shows at Shea's for certain, you should subscribe, and they will be announcing their new season on March the 15th.
Well done, Mr. Chase. Well done.
Yes.
How about we move along to Four Color Girls Who Have Considered Suicide When the Rainbow Is Enough?
Very reminiscent of Les Mis, don't you think?
I think of the two in the same page of literature.
Entirely different ball game here. This is Entesagi Shange's choreo poem, minimally produced, Seven Women on a Stage, talking about the trials and triumphs of African-American women. It was first done in the late 1970s, and years ago, Warren Enters directed it with Lorna C. Hill as the Lady in Red. Lorna is now directing it, and her own daughter Zoe is in it, and it is gracious and lovely and powerful. It's interesting how For Colored Girls holds up.
Interesting continuity, isn't it, between the mother and the daughter?
Oh, yeah. And Zoe is just a charming, charming, well, girl, woman.
Emperor and Galilean, are we into Roman history now, or are we going to do a Roman play?
It is. Well, it's not a Roman play, but we are into Roman history. It is, in fact, by Henrik Ibsen, better known for A Doll's House and Hedda Gabler.
One of the heavy ones.
He liked it, called it one of his major works, maybe even his major. You can never take that at face value with a playwright.
They just, they know their work least of all.
Well, didn't like Chekhov saying his plays were comedies, gay farces, with love to lead the way. I've seen more clouds of gray than any Russian play can guarantee. They're talking about him. This is about the last non-Christian emperor of the Roman Empire.
The first Catholic?
No, the last non-Catholic. Constantine comes later.
Okay.
Right. That's how we get to Constantinople, remember?
It's Istanbul.
These little tricks I teach students. But it's a huge play. I've never seen it. I don't know who has. That I've seen most of the major works. I've even seen Peer Gynt in a huge evening with a break for supper. This is really two plays, but it has been adapted by Neil Wexler, who won the prize where Edward Albee selected his plays from the competitors for his play Grenadine. He's done the adaptation. It's directed by David Oliver, and Torn Space Theater is doing it.
And finally, Time Stands Still.
By Donald Margulis. Laura Linney did it on Broadway a few years ago. I just thought it was a breathtakingly beautiful play, and I am so happy that the Kabanoki Theater is doing it. It requires explanation because it won't be a familiar title to Buffalo audiences, but in it, the main character is a woman who's a photojournalist, and she had been injured in Iraq by shrapnel from a roadside bomb.
Okay.
Her partner feels guilty because he left her there, came back. They're now in the United States, they're together. And as these characters interact, we realize that this couple is incapable of living a life without crisis.
When you talk about conflict, you're talking about the heart of theater. With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.